Another Chinese rocket has made an uncontrolled re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, throwing spent debris off the coast of Western Australia. This is not the first time that the Chinese National Space Administration has failed to disclose re-entry data, leading to an unplanned crash at the core stage of their Long March 5B rocket in Côte d'Ivoire in early 2020. Space junk has been regularly falling into the backyards of humanity for quite a while. But just how dangerous is it? Jonty Horner, professor of astrophysics at the University of Southern Queensland, outlines the risks associated with space junk re-entry.
It's more that it's a concern going forward as this gets more and more of a problem as things are launched more often, as there is more possibility of things going wrong. So it's not just the risk of injury and damage to things on Earth, but there is a much kind of wider question around in terms of, with this Wild West approach to space as we've got at the minute, what happens if things do start breaking down? How do people cope with that? What are the challenges with that?
With commercial interest growing into space for the first time in history and international posturing fueling government space programs, the clutter in low Earth orbit is becoming a big problem.
It's one that's only getting worse because we're putting more and more stuff up there. And pretty much everything we put up there has to come back down again. So that's one part of the problem. The other problem is the more we put up there, the more chance there is of a collision. And every time there's a collision, you go from a few bits of debris to lots of small bits, which means more things that can collide with other things. So there's two different problems going on, all linked to the fact that essentially we're just putting more things up in space and it's getting more crowded.
As space clutter becomes increasingly prevalent, many are wondering what can be done to curb the issue. Stephen Freeland, Emeritus Professor at Western Sydney University and Professorial Fellow at Bond University, highlights why.
Well, we have a number of international treaties that deal with space activity. Amongst them are the Outer Space Treaty, which says that when you do something in space, you have to take into account the interests of other spacefaring countries. We also have at the international level a series of guidelines dealing with the debris mitigation. So at the international level, there's a lot of law and a lot of guidelines that help fashion behaviour. But the reality is we are continuing to create an environment where more and more space debris is being created. And so the possibility of collisions between space objects, be they either alive or dead, is increasing. And of course, because they're travelling at such incredible speeds, any kinetic collision between two objects would result in the destruction probably of both of those objects. And of course, that destruction itself creates more space debris. And so there are dangers if we're not careful of having this cascading effect.
Why is it so hard for us to clean up our trash?
When you think about it, any object in space is traveling 5 kilometres per second to, say, 15, 20 kilometres and take them to another place. You've got objects that are traveling incredibly quickly. We can only track pieces that are of 10 centimetres in length or greater. And so we're tracking perhaps 35,000 pieces of junk. But there are many millions, indeed hundreds of millions of pieces. And the complexities go on.
The overcluttering of space doesn't just affect objects in orbit. It impacts the way we look at the night sky down here on Earth.
I'd like people to be, more than anything, more aware of the amount we're using space and how that might impact both our use of the night sky and also the use of the night sky of many cultures around the world. So the Starlink satellites are actually a really big problem for astronomers, but also for people from a wide variety of cultures who have a deep and personal connection to the night sky, because essentially you're launching thousands, tens of thousands of satellites that are brightly visible that obscure the view of what's behind. And for astronomers, that's rendering multi-billion dollar observatories next to useless. But for anybody looking at the night sky, it's changing how the night sky is and polluting it. And that's only going to get worse.
Jonty Horner, Professor of Astrophysics at the University of Southern Queensland, speaking there with Jono Wakeley.